KNFM, your station for the best music, the best entertainment, and the best commercials. The best for Vice City. KNFM.
Hello, 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 you crazy cats out there. This is your friend and road companion, Rick the Kick, Tremaine taking over. It's another beautiful day. Well, at least partially. Now, have some of this. Got a first story already, okay? This morning, my landlord came knocking at my door, and before I could say anything, he was like, "Now, dick this. I need you to be gone within 3 weeks, okay?" And I was like, "What the hell? Why, I love my ocean beach flat, damn it." Now, you won't believe this. Okay, it seems I've talked too long already. Anyway, we've got some new music here. Exciting. This is made by a Swiss guy. What the hell did a Swiss have to do with music? Oh, well. Anyway, I dig it. It goes along nicely with those Vice City Sunset. It's called Forbidden Love. Well, tell me about it. It reminds me of that thing I had with what was your name again? Well, never mind. Here we go. Yannick Golden Zen. Dude, you gotta change that last name if you wanna make it out here.
KNFM.
I have not been the same one, dear. You've changed it all. Took my strength and you broke me down. You left me on the ground. How could you know? I did my best to keep it real. You didn't know I was dreaming. How it made me feel.
KNFM, your station for the best music, the best entertainment, and the best commercials. The best for Vice City. KNFM.
What a cool track. And I just got the info, by the way. Yannick will be joining us tomorrow for an exclusive interview on this station. Wow, this is cool. I mean, Rita, our beloved secretary out there, just told me that he moved to Vice City just recently and... Oh, speaking of moving, okay, so the story that I just told you before, the landlord of my beautiful Ocean Beach flat came knocking at my door and told me I have to move out within 3 weeks, okay? for whatever reason. And now, of course, this little guy wouldn't tell me why, but being the journalist that I am, and yes, you naysayers out there, I don't just sit here all day long spinning records, drinking coffee, and blab out anything that goes through my mind. I work for crying out loud. And this is going out to you, Mel Parks, from Bayshore Avenue 14, you prick. Anyway, I warmed up some old pipes, as we say, and found out that Avery Carrington has bought all these buildings and wants to make something new. Whatever the hell that means. I mean, probably means the same as always. Repaint the walls and double the rent. Well, let's see if we can get honorable Mr. Carrington on this station. I'd love to ask him some burning questions. Meanwhile, I can go stay at a friend's house in Little Havana. It's a dirty little rat's nest that we'd be... Did I just say that out loud? I mean, I didn't mean rats. I meant rad. This is a rat nest. Sorry, my Hispanic friends. Lo siento. Mea culpa. I didn't mean rats, you know. I wouldn't say rats on the station, you know. I meant rad. This is a rat nest. It's cool. There's something going on. I'm sorry, it must be me smoking those old Carcoon cigarettes and not the amazing new delicious Redwood cigarettes. Or as they say, be a real man, smoke Redwood. Bang! That was one hell of a product placement by one of our sponsors. Home run! Okay, so here comes another song by... What? Yannick Goldenzahn again? What is that Goldenzahn thing anyway? Is he into some sort of Asian fighting meditation thing? Well, guys, you know what? I ain't a judge. Whatever floats your boat out there.
Your face low, have a second ago. Blind man just hurt you so. Once you get there, the route is to go. Walk around at a hole. There's always good at talking to folks. Once you get there, but you're standing there.
Miss our show with the composer, arranger, and singer of that tune exclusively here on this channel tomorrow. Now, I wonder how that's going to go down. What do Swiss sound like anyway when they try to talk English? Hello, I'm Yannick. This is where I live. This is where I work. This is my rights. This is my life. Oh, no, wait. That was a German accent, right? What's the difference? What do Swiss sound like? Anyway, I hope he'll have some success. I dig the sound, and I'm glad he's not some 20-year-old kid with weird hair and weird gangs hitting the charts hard. Those are just not the times for that, you know? And if ever this should happen, please don't let me witness it, dear God. I mean, oh, and speaking of which, did y'all hear about that Pastor Richard Salvation thing? I mean, that guy's, he's just completely apeshit. I once had him, I didn't have him, I had him on the show. You know, just, I just thought that man one day is going to be one serious, legitimate, 100% crazy mother. You know, he asked me things, man. He said, you know, pray and God will give you the answer. I didn't ask any questions. I mean, and he was like all over the place, you know, thou shalt not this, thou shalt not that. You know what, guys? Thou shalt not give insane amounts of money to a psychopath who wants to build a phallic statue of himself and tell you he's going to save you by doing that. Come on. I mean, there must be some sense left in White City. Oh, sense. By the way, a word from another sponsor by Degenitron. It tickles all your senses while gaming. Your eyes, touch, ears, and smell. It's time for another song.
KNFM. KNFM, your station for the best music, the best entertainment, and the best commercials. The best for Vice City. KNFM.
Hey, y'all thirsty? I sure as hell am. Time for some commercial.
Do you long for the feeling to have a fruit deep in you? Aren't you tired of just drinking instead of experiencing a drink? Then try the new banana and cucumber splash by Diaz Juices. I can feel it deep inside. The warmth that goes down my throat, right in my belly. Get the new banana cucumber splash in almost larger Vice City grocery stores. Diaz Juices. Cause we're all about fruits deep inside you.
KNFM.
I love those guys over at Diaz Juices. They're really nice folks. I mean, 2 days ago, they brought us two big crates full of their new banana and cucumber splash over as a present. And what can I say? I can truly feel the warm liquid inside my belly. Good job, friends, Diaz. And by the way, have I ever told you that story that I dated his niece once? Her name was Concepcion. She was quite something, dude. I mean, picture this. I took her out because, you know, I'm an old-fashioned gentleman, and I took her to that Mongolian barbecue. Now, in hindsight, admittedly, not the best idea I've ever had because, you know, it's kind of an all-you-can-eat concept, and really, there's no stopping me when I see something like that. And so we've entered this place. It was almost empty, you know, just two customers and way too many employees. Don't you just hate that, by the way? A big-ass restaurant, like 7 to 8 employees, all staring at you, listening to your every words. God, I hate that. Anyway, we hit the buffet, okay, multiple times and very, very hard. By the end of the night, I was so stuffed. Concepcion actually had to carry me out the restaurant, and one waiter, Coulon or whatever his name was, actually handed me a towel on the way out just in case things would happen. Okay, so we've ordered a cab, and on the back seat, I was trying to, you know, start to make out with Concepcion. I mean, I was so close. I was so close for something to happen after like 27 years. I wouldn't let that opportunity pass because of a bloated belly. And, you know, she was kind of hesitant at first, but, well, then she shifted right into fourth gear, boy. And can you imagine what that means? Well, how can I put this nicely? She released a trouser snake, and as she started to blow the whistle, I felt something move it downward, something like a bubble filled with, well, not exactly lavender and rose potpourri. And right as she lowered her head, have you ever stuck a needle in a balloon? That was about the sensation that came out of my tunnel. Man, that thing was so loud, the driver almost lost control of the vehicle. She jumped up, opened the door of the cab, and jackknifed out of the car, going 40 miles per hour. And, yeah, well, Concepcion, in case you're listening to this show in hospital, kiss him a horror, baby. Get better. Call me when you can use your fingers again. I think this is the right time for another song, because we all got to stay on the move. God, why do I tell all these stories? It's pity.
it up, get it soon and make it hot. Never stop.
Stay on the Move by Yannick Goldenzahn, and I won't even bother with the last name, but don't forget, we'll have a new Vice City resident over for an exclusive interview tomorrow, only on KNFM.
KNFM, your station for the best music, the best entertainment, and the best commercials. The best for Vice City, KNFM.
For now, let's move over to a new segment here on KNFM, which is called I'll Do It, where we have a guest in the studio talking about his very special and unusual job. Let's welcome Bernhard Stolz from Zurich Oerlikon in Switzerland. Hey, wow. Yet another Swiss. It's Swiss week, by golly. So, hello, Bernhard.
Greetings to you, Rick.
So, we're talking about your unusual job today. You work with cocks.
Just so, yes, exactly.
What exactly do you do with those cocks, or how many do you have, first of all?
Oh, I have a lot of cocks, about 20 cocks, in all different sizes and shapes. They are wonderful. My job is to train them for the movies.
Really, though? I wasn't aware there was such high demand for cocks in movies. I mean, I couldn't name one picture with a cock in it, seriously.
No, you're wrong. Every time you see a shot of a farm or something, we need to train cocks. Because wild cocks would not stay in the frame or do as they are told to.
Oh, I see. And what made you move to Vice City to do that?
I've got so many demands from overseas that I just couldn't keep up in Switzerland. So I took all my cocks and moved here.
Okay, I got it. Now tell me, Bernhard, is like one cock like the other?
No. See, every cock has its personality and his talents. Like humans, really. You can't use them all for the same purpose. Mm-hmm. One cock you use for close shots, mm-hmm. Another cock is used for far shots, and so on.
Okay, and do you talk with your cocks?
Oh, absolutely, yes. You want to treat them carefully and with respect. And if you're talking with your cocks normally, they are much more trusting and loving.
Now, this is quite an unpleasant question, but I just have to bring it up. Are there cocks you simply cannot use, you know, I mean, that have no talent or that won't obey?
Yes, I have those two.
And what do you do with them? I mean, do you sell them or...?
No.
Do you eat cocks?
Sometimes, yes.
Oh, okay, I'm...
What else I'm supposed to do with them?
No, it's fine, don't get me wrong, no offense here, no offense.
No offense taken, but I don't like that subtle undertone.
No, subtle undertone. You eat cocks, that's okay with me.
It's just, it sounds like you're mocking me.
No, Bernhard, absolutely not. You train cocks, more power to you. But it's just, you know,
you have to understand me. I don't have a particularly strong connection with Cox. That's all. I have a hard time getting my head around that. That's it.
I can show you my Cox, and maybe you will change your mind. Just let Cox in your life, Rick.
Okay, that's all we have time
you
for.
You can
now.
Hold them too.
Stop it.
They love being caressed.
Next song, come on.
Timeless space. If you call me a liar, I showed you I was amazed. But it turned around, it wasn't sound. You tore my wall down within a heartbeat. You tore my wall down within a heartbeat. And you played it up, and you played it up without remorse.
Tore my wall down. Yeah, well, a man's gotta do what a man's gotta do. But to tell you the truth, I'm so terribly bad at home improvement stuff. It starts at those funny hardware stores, right? They're way too big for a starter, and all those damn aisles. You know, you can't be absolutely sure whatever you're looking for. You can't find it. If I'm out for a sledgehammer, for example, I waltz through those aisles like I have a clue and all I can find is sprays and rugs. And next time I want to buy myself a nice rug, I can't find those damn things again. Anyway, you come back home, you know, your wife is screaming at you just because the tool you bought is too expensive. And you try to go about your work and the kids start screaming. And after 2 hours, the stupid nail is still not in the wall. Yeah, well, you gotta tear that wall down, like Olin Zen said, and, wait. Okay, yeah, we got a phone call right here. Hello?
Hello, is this Alec from Gayman FM?
Hold on a second. First of all, it's Rick. Rick the Kick, not Lick. And it's not Gayman FM, it's KNFM. KN as in King Neon. What's on your mind?
I truly love your show, but don't you get the point?
Why? What point?
It was a metaphor.
A what?
A metaphor.
Seriously, man, you're obviously foreign and I'm all for diversity, but I don't get one word you're saying.
A metaphor, like a picture.
A what? Hey, get those egg rolls out of your mouth and speak English, man. What?
The song, You Tore My Wall Down, is a metaphor, like a picture.
Oh, a metaphor. Oh, God. Yes, yeah, so what?
You were talking about a home improvement. I think the song is a metaphor, you know, for a girl getting too close and destroying you.
Yeah, I get that. Thank you.
So, when you talk about a hardware store and home improvement...
It was just sort of a segue. Hello?
A what?
A segue. One topic leading to another.
I like topping.
What?
I like topping. I like caramel. I like hot chocolate.
No, not topping. Topic. Look, what do you want to say? What's the nature of your call?
I'm looking for a pussy.
Whoa, wait a second. That's not going to work, man. First of all, you call our station gay man. Then you call me lick. Then you run your mouth over me about not getting a simple metaphor. And now you use those words in our station? Are you aware what my boss will do if he listens to the tape of the show?
No. You don't understand. I'm looking for a pussy. I'm looking for a cat.
Well, why don't you just say like that, man? I mean, it's like you're up to no good from the get-go. So, what are you, a cat?
Yes, I like cats. Oh.
Yeah. Well, you know what? By now, I'm pretty sure you just don't want to stroke it and feed it. Let me ask you this. Do you own or are you in any way affiliated with a restaurant?
Why?
Oh, forget about it. Bye. You remember me saying there must be some sense left in Vice City? Yeah, well, not too sure about that anymore. 1986, we got some rough years ahead. Well, it's time for another song. Shattered Pearl, Riding on the Gentle Wave. Coming up now.
People crying loud, trying to turn back the hands of time, pushing forward through the waves. They all try. Counting all those shattered dreams, never know what it really means. Never find a way, quiet all turn loud, silence turns into a sound, the rich ones all turn poor. There's only one thing I need more, riding on the gentle way. All alone, riding on the gentle way. All alone, no time for pity, no time for you, no time for worries. No time to be true. Me and you getting through. TV stations lie to you. Money won't get the peace you want. Guns won't set you free. They all die. Through a field of hope, never see the end of pain. They never find a way. The quiet all turn loud, silence turns into a sound, the rich ones all turn poor. There's only one thing I need more, riding on the gentle wave.
Seriously, I was told to promote all sorts of pop music, and now, you know, the synth sound and everything is big, but you know me, I just gotta be honest. By now, Vice City is drowning in those damn synth pads. Is this gonna be over anytime soon? I mean, I sort of dug it at first, but this is now getting too much. I mean, it's been going on for years and years. I mean, what about, you know, of course, yeah, we had a conversation last time where my father said, you know what, in the 50s it was the same, every song sounded like the other one. Yeah, but there were good songs, and they were, you know, like crafted by hand, and now we all go, oh, the computers are doing our music, what the hell? I mean, why, take Randy Newman, for example. That there is a true musician. It's one man, one piano, a shitload of spirit and soul. But, of course, unfortunately, I'm not allowed to play him on this station, and so we gotta continue with computer sound, yeah!
KNFM, your station for the best music, the best entertainment, and the best commercials. The best for Vice City. KNFM.
Okay, so this might come as a surprise to you, but yes, admittedly, I'm a huge Bond fan. Well, okay, the last one of You to Kill, not been a big fan of that. I mean, seriously, Roger Moore, okay, he's quite decent, and I kind of dig his sense of humor by now. But, I mean, he started looking like Mr. Spusek from that Mr. Spusek denture adhesive cream ad. I mean, seriously, it looked like the biggest adventure he had to face was to remember who the enemy was and what that blonde chick had in mind. I mean, come on, running up the Eiffel Tower. No, even better. Him getting in bed with that ultra-hot Grace Jones? Well, let me put it this way. It may come the day when no one's gonna buy this anymore. But, well, it seems it's gotten too ridiculous for the producers as well, and so they've decided to get themselves another British to play the part. Some guy called, wait a second, I can hardly read it. Tim Burton? No, sorry, that's another guy. Timothy Dalton, I mean. Yeah, well, you know what? That's another thing I'm not too sure about. I mean, did y'all see that Flash Gordon picture with him in a green elf costume? That's gonna be your next Bond? I mean, what next? Is the next Bond going to be blonde or what? Yeah, right. No, I even have a better idea. Why not have a woman play the part? I mean, go the whole nine yards. Those women rights activists, they will surely love that. Anyway, getting real again. You know who I would choose for the role? That guy from that Remington Steele series that's hot at the moment. Pierce Brosnan. No, what was that? Pierce Brosnan? No, that's not. Pierce Brosnan. Yeah, that's it. Pierce Brosnan. I mean, come on, guys. It's like too obvious. It's like the perfect pick for the job. He's suave. He looks great. He has a certain attitude and certainly would never wear a silly costume in front of the camera. I mean, I'm all for Brosnan, okay? Dude, you got my support. And if by any chance any of the Bond guys are listening, give me a call. I can give you a dozen more reasons why he's got to be Brosnan. Swear to God. Man, I'd love to play a Bond song right now, but for legal reasons, I've been forbidden to do that. Not our station in general, me specifically. Can you believe this? Why? Wait. Andrew, our station technician, is holding up a sign saying why. Andrew, you backstabbing traitor, you know exactly why. There was a big premiere of a Bond movie, and I got dressed up as one of those Moonraker guys, you know, within the spacesuits and hanging on a wire, and I flew through, you know, I really can't go into any details, but let's just say I've received a very severe warning letter not to do anything related to Bond ever again. This includes playing one of their songs in this station. Wait a second. But I can still hum it. Eat this, you crooked lawyers. Okay, so here we go with The Spy Who Loved Me. Hey, wait a second. There's an idea. Okay, this is settled. This is settled. We're gonna make a full hour out of that. Tomorrow after 2 p.m., I'll hum all the Bond title theme as well as some selected soundtrack suites only here on KNFM. Hell, I might even ask Andrew to start the old tape recorder and print it on CD. Sell this stuff. I mean, let's see how we can milk this Bond cow, okay? God damn it, that's why I got my own show here on KNFM, because of these breakthrough ideas. Well, wait a second. Oh, there seems to be a problem with the record. Hey, Andrew. Andrew, what's the matter with this thing? Can you come check this out? Who is this by anyway? Let's see. Crowded Places. Yeah, go figure. Andrew, you can stay there. This record is by Crowded Places. I mean, they're still not capable of you know, printing this correctly. Let's throw this in the bin. Okay. Hey, look, I gotta tell you something. Wait a second. Wait, I can't miss this. Wait a second. Hold on a second. Oh, that's gonna be close. That's gonna be close. And... People are so dumb, I can't believe it. Looking out of a Vice Point studio, I just witnessed a car accident. Oh my God, it's like, you know, people driving, they can't be the nicest guys in real life, and as soon as they get behind the wheel, they turn into nasty sons of, well, you get the point. And sometimes I ask myself, you know, those insane drivers, what kind of people are they? I mean, you could be at a barbecue party and you kind of have the greatest conversation with a group of people, you know, with a group of guys, and they all, you know, and every single one of them could be one of those crazy driver maniacs. I mean, well, regardless, you know what just comes to mind? What I truly hate are those old drivers. You know, I mean, the other day, I think last week, I was driving down to Escobar International Airport in my beautiful, custom-made, very expensive Rancher. And one of those guys, you know, cuts me off coming from the left in one of those shitty Blister compacts, and I almost ran into him. But of course, the story ain't over there. You know, he stayed in front of me, of course, going exactly 10 miles per hour slower than the speed limit. And I was literally at boiling point. And, you know, what does one do? You do that kind of ebb and flow movement, you know, going up to his rear end, falling back again, getting closer and so on. You get the picture. And of course, the old man is too busy shifting gears and, you know, trying to remember where he wants to go. Eventually, at some point, he turns left, okay? And, of course, that's not the end of the story. I mean, if you could, you know, wave him goodbye and that's over, but that's not how it works. Because these kind of people, you can't escape from them. You meet them over and over again. It's like when you go into one of the grocery stores again, and you see one obnoxious guy first time around, you know, right? And of course, you're going to see him in the fruit section again, in the toothbrush section, in the porn movies. Well, not that I'd go there, but I mean, you know, I saw him there. Anyway, I then realized I had to, you know, buy a packet of cigarettes, and not to mention, of course, I'd only buy Redwood cigarettes because they're the best. Even my doctor suggests them. Last time he told me, you know, the taste of Redwood goes along nicely with the taste of booze. You know, he's really a great guy thinking about it, and Redwood cigarettes are great too. And hell, I might even light up with one right now. This is Vice City after all. Come on. Oh, loves me some Redwood. Anyway, where was I? Okay, so I entered the shopping mall, ready to go buy some fags, and who is in front of me? An old guy with his damn lottery tickets. And of course, it was not just some random old man, it was Funny Hat Old Man from the Blister Compact I met earlier. You remember him, right? And that's when you know you're in trouble. And of course, it takes a light year till the cashier has checked all the tickets, you know, and then she goes like, oh, you won your invested money back, she says. And then, of course, he's going to play again, and then he loses. He has to pay. And yeah, like I didn't see that one coming. Takes out his huge purse, like is bigger than his gut, okay? And then he starts to poke around for every single dime and cent, and which takes even longer. And I'm standing in the back, and I'm in need for some nicotine, okay? And oh God, of course. And then comes the remark of all. And, you know, he takes a bunch of his his damn cents and dimes, and he goes, well, that's money too. Fuck you, old fart. God damn it. You know what is money too? Time. And mine is more precious than yours. Seriously, I was so angry. I drove all across the city to another gas station to get a pack of fags. I mean, I swear to God. Ugh, those days I'm glad I'm forbidden to buy guns, you know? Because, well, meanwhile, the only thing I can fire is the woman cleaning my house. But,
KNFM, your station for the best music, the best entertainment, and the best commercials. The best for Vice City. KNFM.
Okay, this one I've been looking forward for 2 days. We could actually arrange an interview with famous actor and screen precious stone Michael Comstock from Bedfordshire. I welcome you to the studio, sir.
Hello. Before we get started, I'm not actually a sir. I've not been knighted yet.
Oh, sorry. We started on the wrong foot, but it's just, you know, it's the way we talk here. It's, hey, sir, hello, missus, you know, it's...
I don't. But anyway, let's start. I don't have all day here.
Okay, so, Michael Comstock from Bedfordshire. Bedfordshire, UK, is it?
No. Bedfordshire, Louisiana.
Yes, of course, UK. I'm sorry, but forgive me. It's just a big honor to have such a major movie star here in our studio. I mean, Sand King, Beach Down Under, those movies. Oh, and of course, The Night We Buried Mrs. Capaldi. Now that is one of my all-time favorite movies.
Oh, that's so nice. Thank you. I wasn't in it though.
Get out of here. Of course. You've played that guy, Sally.
Not really. Did it come to your attention that that character was a black guy?
Oh, anyway, hey, we don't need to talk about your movies. I mean, obviously you know which movies you were in. Let's talk about, wait a second. Yeah, let's see here. There have been rumors in town that you had a thing with this rising silicon starlet, Candy Sucks.
Who's that?
You know, Candy from those certain movies.
Certain movies? Never heard of her.
Yeah, right.
Look, I've got things to do and millions of places to go. You want to actually ask a question, you know, just to get sort of things going?
You're not only a very successful on-screen presence, you've also written a couple of very successful books. The last one being Me and My Weird Story.
Weird Story? Where'd you get your intel from, mate? I've never written a book.
Oh, right, right. Oh, yeah, I remember. You suffer from dyslexia. I forgot. My apologies.
Dyslexia? I'll write something down for you in a minute.
What did you... Hey, that's very rude, sir.
Quit calling me sir.
What am I supposed to call you then, missus?
Just call me Michael, for fuck's sake.
Okay, Sir Michael.
Not Sir Michael. That sounds like I'm some weird faggot singer. Just Michael. And now come up with some actual questions.
Hey, what's your problem, man? Really?
Look, I've got to do 12 interviews today. Answer so many fucking questions. And I'm really not in the mood for this mess.
Okay, so, back in your youth in Oxfordshire, you,
Are you stupid or something? I grew up in Bedfordshire. You've even said that in your bloody introduction.
Yes. Bedfordshire. Like anyone gives a shit. You liked to pick up a guitar occasionally and you rocked away, right?
Bollocks, I've never played an instrument in my life, you dickhead. Seriously, have you done any research on me?
No, actually, our intern Al did the research.
Right, let me ask you this. How many big stars do you interview on your station per year?
Depends, like 3 to 4.
So. Right, so you've got 3 to 4 stars on your show a year, and you let some intern do the research and questions. Are you fucking serious? Are you having a laugh?
Of course, Al is doing well. I mean, hey, that even rhymes.
Yes, as this interview proved. Why don't you do that yourself? I heard you talking and bragging about you being an actual journalist. Do your own preparation, for God's sake.
No, I got things to do. I got other things on my mind.
Yeah, like what?
Okay, so I have some meatloaf leftovers in the fridge, and I love some creamy sauce, okay? But the heavy cream is a few days over the expiry date. So I'm asking myself, is it still good, or do I have to buy a new one to...
Who the fuck cares? Okay, this is over. I've got enough of your
Okay,
shit.
sorry. Okay, I'm going to pull myself together now. You're right. I'm a journalist, okay? Okay, so let me wing this. It's gonna be great. Okay, so let me think quickly. What did you want to do when you grew up?
That's the best you can come up with, seriously.
Oh, no, wait, better. Do you like being in movies?
Oh, fuck off, you cunt. I'm done with this bastard.
Michael Comstock has just left the studio. Comstock, that's a poor name right there. You missed a genre, ass rabbit. Did I already mention how much I hate interviews? You get these stuck-up, pompous douchebags. God damn it, I'm out.